Kilo Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo KO4NUE. Any station. Can I have a radio check, please?
Zero Geo.
Hey, Tom. How's Miss Bernice? She tried her hoe out yet?
Hello.
Hi.
Told you she did.
Yes, I did.
Yeah,
I
told
you
she did.
She's sitting over in the chair watching TV, Chad. I just been doing a little CW here. Shame on me. I talked to her.
Well, nowadays, do what you got to do, I guess. But anyway, I'm glad that she got her hoe fixed. That's, you know, I tell you, her mama wore that other one out. I don't see how a hoe gets wore down that bad. But she's got two now, so she should be good to go. Hey, I just realized something. If she's got two hoes, then maybe one could fit in your hand, right?
On that a minute. Well, the small one's too small for my hands, and the big one's too big for my hands.
I see. Okay. Well, that's not a problem. Boy, if we can, hey, that, we can get you fixed up. You just give me the dimensions you need, and we can make it so it'll fit your hand. Right?
A bunch of QRM come in there and some static. It was kind of hard to make out your last transmission, but, shoot. I was going to tell you, though, even though the Russians are real good CW operators, to change the subject thing, but I did talk to PD9DX, and it was on sideband. Can you imagine that? He's in the Netherlands. Real good signal from him tonight. You need to get that HF going up there.
It's good deflection. But anyway, whereabouts in Russia did he give you a location?
Yes, sir. St. Petersburg. That's a beautiful place, from what I've seen of it. And the daughter was going there once when she was going to school in Germany, but she didn't get her visa in time, so she didn't get to go there. But in different set of circumstances now. That was years ago.
Understand. Okay. Well, I appreciate the signal report, Tom. No joke. Every now and then, I noticed it last night, you've got a strange, like about a second or two of just really harsh static. It disappears. It's not on a regular interval. It just happens from time to time. When it does happen, it completely wipes you out. It's not a heterodyne, but it's it just happens maybe for a second or two and kind of clears up. Not sure what's going on there, but it may be a hand mic or something. But I just want to let you know.
A woodpecker on here earlier tonight, just over and over and over. So it could have been that, but I have a spare mic for it or two over here. But I appreciate that, Chad. It's possible. And those things happen. But your signal couldn't be any better. It's just absolutely perfect tonight, Chad.
All right, bud. Thanks. And glad to see y'all. Yesterday it was a good little visit. What'd you think of what Perry's up to?
He's got a good leader and he's a fine young man. And I told him he better pay attention to Dad. And if he didn't, if Dad couldn't whip him, then I would.
I see. Well, he knows what that's about. I think he's really turned, showing some forward thinking and pre-planning. I mean, last week was a little bit of stress for him, And I kind of just kind of hide in the shadows and watch him a little bit. He gets stressed, then, you know, I'll jump in there and get him, try to help him. But he's doing good. I'm just so proud of him. He's just showing some signs of a little bit of leadership and early being a young man. Carries himself a lot different, and I'm just quite proud of that.
If Anita Urban taught us in the first grade, our first big word, RESPONSIBILITY, responsibility, and I flunked hooked on phonics, but I do remember that. He seemed happy, his attitude was good, I enjoyed him. Chad, you got a lot to be proud of. I'll let you go. I called Chris earlier, but he wasn't around, but I'll catch him another night. I wasn't doing nothing here. Bernice is watching the rookies on TV, and I'm playing radio, and I got a little work to do tomorrow on the tuner, swap one out here, and it's not wanting to tune my Super Loop right, but it tunes the Wyndham, so yeah, it's still working. If you can work Russia, well, you can probably work anywhere. 73 Jet, KL4NUE and 0TR 73.
73 Tom, you too, Miss Bernice, and we'll talk at you later. Nice talking to you. 73. CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. It is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about South Carolina, South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. Are there any announcements or bulletins for? Please call KO4NUE. We'll now begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations, with or without traffic, are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. We'll begin tonight's pre-check-ins with the pre-check-in starting with W4FCM, Mr. Fred, in Traveler's Rest. N4IEI, Miss Isla, in Traveler's Rest. K4XMR, Mail and Prosperity. W2AMD, Andy in Simpsonville. And KG4PFI, Don in Piedmont, South Carolina. And KG4QLQ, Miss Linda in Piedmont. N4ASW, Tony in Asheville. And KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville. And W4DF, that's Mr. Don in Bowling Springs. And KQ4FRY, Rhonda in Lyman. KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer. And KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville. KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt in Greenville. K4OSH, Pat in Malden. 5WLL, Mr. Leroy in Taylors. KB2BYQ, Mr. Dave in Easley. KO4RAX, Jim in Dacusville, and KC4W, Bill in Anderson. Appreciate you guys using the pre-check function tonight. All right, with that, we'll go ahead and start to make a call for EchoLink stations and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check Ken, Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, and Inman, and I'll hang around. However, my Echolink is a little wonky, and sometimes you're cutting out on me, so if I don't answer right away, don't give up on me.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Thank you for calling the net tonight. I did pass your message on to Mandel about leaving to call the net. Please check in Kilo Alpha 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha, KA3JCA Richard, and I will stick around for a rag chew for you. And then please check in my wife Sally, KA4JCA, Miss Sally, and my daughter Miss Ashley, KA4ACL, and my club call K3DOV, the Upstate Amateur Radio Club, K3DOV. And they'll be all from Simpsonville, and they are negative and negative for the ladies. Back to you, sir. KA3JCA.
Thank you for the calls, Richard. All right, we'd like to, first of all, we'd like to welcome KO4RYP. That's Miss Anna. She's here in the ham shack with me tonight. And KN4RJN via Echo Link. That's Mr. John up in Brown Summit. John, I have you down for some comments, sir, and we'll work with Echo Link tonight. Nice hearing from you. Also, we'd like to welcome KA3JCA. That's Mr. Richard in Simpsonville. He brings along his wife, Miss Sally, KA4JCA, and their daughter, Miss Ashley, KA4ACL, and his Richard's radio club, K3DOV, all in Simpsonville. Richard, I have you down for some comments too, sir, and I'll be back around for you in just a little bit. All right, with that being Tuesday night, we'll go ahead and move to the RF portion of the check-ins. Any station, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Kilo 4. Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I am James, and I'm up on his hair mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Now that's where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
Hello, good. Miss Anna are doing well. Please check in with T4 India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you, Anna. Good evening to all on the net. We're glad to comment.
NUE. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot to Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be around for a comment. I hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
We'd like to welcome KK4JFO, that's Mr. James of Carolina, and W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid and Fletcher. Sid, hope you're doing well, sir. Anna says hello to you. Hope you're having a nice evening. Also, we'd like to welcome KK4JBQ, that's Mr. Larry and Greer. Larry, have you down for some comments. Swing back around for you here in just a few minutes. He brings along his wife, Miss Donna, KC4MFK, also in Greer. Donna, hello to you tonight, ma'am, if you're listening. Appreciate you checking in with us. All right, any additional stations before we move back up to Echo Link, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE. So we'll go ahead and move up to Echo Link stations. And Echo Link stations only, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, hello, Chad. Check in, KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, all the net, no traffic, no round table. And do Tim and Santa, hello.
Welcome, Mr. Stephen, KA4PQA in Greenwood. Stephen, Anna says hello to you and Miss Jennifer as well. Hope you're having a nice evening, sir. All right, with that, we'll go ahead and move on to the next group, which is Mike through Papa, KO4NUE.
4NUE. Chad and Anna, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, were all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
So, and ladies and Chad and Miss Anna, please check in. 204 Oscar India Mike. Ralph and Inman, I'll be negative and negative.
Again, Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4 NNH. My name is Fred. I'm over here in Elvin, and I hit the Piedmont. It's an order for 60. Chad, all that. I'll be back to the next. And then I said Elvin.
Can you eat? Hello, Chad. Please check in to Mike Juliet Bravo, W2MJB, Mark, Simpsonville. Also checking my wife Wendy, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, that's KN4HTP. I will be negative and negative and in and out tonight, Chad, but 7-3 to the net, and good to hear you on the radio.
All right, we'd like to welcome KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena. She brings along her husband, KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Mr. Rick, and their daughter, Michelle, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, all in Piedmont. Miss Lorena, nice hearing you tonight on the radio. Always nice to hear from you. Also, we'd like to welcome Mr. Walt, K4OIM in Inman. Walt, hope you are doing well. It's nice to hear you on the radio tonight, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4NNH. That's Mr. Fred, mobiling around. Tonight, Fred, you be safe out there headed into work. Also, we'd like to welcome W2MJB. That's Mr. Mark. He brings along his wife, Miss Wendy, KN4HTP in Simpsonville. Mark, be sure to tell Miss Wendy we said hello, and y'all have a wonderful day tomorrow. All right, any additional stations, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
And KD5PCB, Lisa, I'm mobile and going to be negative and negative. Thank you.
We'd like to welcome KD5PCB. That's Miss Lisa, mobiling around tonight. Nice to hear you tonight, ma'am. You be safe on the road tonight. Have a good ride home. All right, with that, we'll go ahead and move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Any station, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Jan, please check in N0TR. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. Say hello to Miss Anna, and I'll be negative and negative.
QE. Hey, please check in Kilo Yankee 4, Tango Zulu. KY4TZ, this is Jack. I am in Welford, South Carolina tonight, and I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
4NUE. Please check in KO4QLD. This is Chris in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
Welcome, N0TR. That's Mr. Tom and Greer. Tom, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. And good luck with you, CW. I hear that in the background. Also, we'd like to welcome KY4TZ. That's Mr. Jack in Wilford. Jack, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. And KO4QLG. That's Mr. Chris in Liberty. Chris, hope you're doing well, sir. All right, any additional stations, Quebec through Tango, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is Uniform through Zulu. Any station, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Yankee X-ray, KO4ZYX, Daniel Woodruff, negative, negative. 73 is you and all on the net.
K4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4 XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative at negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
Welcome, K4 XB. That's Mr. Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Tommy, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. And Mr. Daniel down in Woodruff, KO4ZYX. Daniel, hope you're doing well too, sir. Nice hearing from you tonight. All right, any additional stations, uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is Alpha through Delta. Any station, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Thanks for calling in tonight. Please check in with K4 Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave, Portable and Greer, negative and negative.
Please check in, Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KS4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative negative.
Welcome, W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave and Greer, portable tonight. Dave, hope you're doing well, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome KN4CHY, that's Mr. Keith and Seneca. Keith, hope you have a wonderful day tomorrow, sir. All right, any additional stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to Echo through Hotel. Any station, Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE.
Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Menrose. Chad, it's good to hear you calling the net tonight. Tell Miss Anna we said hello, but I will be in and out. Thank you, sir.
KO4NUE. Chad, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Kettler, North Carolina. Good to hear you tonight, Chad. Please check me negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
KO4NUE in Kilo 4, Hotel Whiskey Golf, K4HWG, Mrs. Henry and Anderson. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
KO4NUE. Chad, please check in KI4, DJY, Kilo India 4, Echo Juliet Yankee. This is Elisha and Lyman, and I will be negative and negative. I also have a phone relay for KI4, DTY, Kilo India 4, Delta Tango Yankee, Daniel. I will be negative and negative. Thank you.
Have Daniel's location, sir. Elisha, can I have Daniel's location, sir?
Yes, sorry about that. Atlanta.
All right, we'll make one more call. Let me recognize what we have so far. We'd like to welcome KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick in Penrose. And Patrick, you tell Izzy we said hello tonight, sir. Nice hearing from you. Also, we'd like to welcome KC4EZN. That's Mr. Harry in Candler, North Carolina. Harry, hope you're doing well. And K4HWG. That's Mr. Henry in Anderson. And KI4EJY. That's Mr. Elisha in Lyman. And by a telephone relay, he brings along Daniel, KI4DTY in Atlanta. Elijah, hope you're doing well tonight, sir. Appreciate the relay. All right, any additional stations, Echo through Hotel, please call KO4NUE. Station KQ4GIK. Can I have your name and location? Got a fair amount of noise on your signal. You are copyable, but just need to work with me just a little bit. Can I have your name and location again, sir?
Wayne in Hendersonville. I'm on
that
HT with Anvil and
log, Wayne. We'd like to welcome KQ4GIK. That's Mr. Wayne in Hendersonville on an HT tonight. Like I said, Wayne, got a little bit of noise on your signal. You are copyable. I need to need to work at it just a little bit, but you are readable, sir. All right. Any additional stations that go through hotel, please call KO4NUE. We'll move on to the next group, which is Alpha through Zulu. Any station Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Santa in the net, please check in, N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane, I'm mobile in Greenville. No traffic, no table tonight.
Welcome, N4ZLK, that's Mr. Shane, mobile in Greenville tonight. Shane, you have a very safe evening, sir. Nice to hear from you. Hope you're doing well. All right, any additional stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, before we move on to RagChu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Kilo, Quebec, 4, Golf, Papa Romeo. My name is Alex, Melbourne, Georgia, and I'll be negative and negative.
H-R-O-N. Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed in Brevard, no traffic, no comments, I'll be monitoring.
Hold one second. Station before that, KQ4GPR, I believe it was, sir, got a little bit of noise on your signal. Can you please recheck with me and confirm your call, name, and location, sir?
This is Kilo, Quebec 4. Golf, Papa Romeo. My name is Alex. I'm in Elberton, Georgia.
Log, Alex. All right, we'd like to welcome WD8RON, that's Mr. Ed in Brevard, and KQ4GPR, Mr. Alex in Elberton, Georgia. Stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE. So we'll go ahead and close the formal portion of the net tonight. Any station not wishing to hang around for RagChu, you may secure your station at this time. This is KO4NUE, and it's been a true pleasure to be your net controller tonight. We'll now begin the RagChu portion, stopping periodically for check-ins and comments. All right, first on the stump tonight is KN4RJN. That's Mr. John up in Brown Summit. John, what you been up to? Tell us what's going on.
This is KN4RJ, and I've been up to as little as possible. No, actually, we that lattice that I installed all around the bottom of the deck, we stained that, which means I had to hang plastic on the inside to keep it from spraying all the stuff inside, and hang drop cloths and sheets around the over the railing to keep the overspray from getting on that, and of course it wasn't enough to cover the whole thing, so I had to keep moving that stuff around and moving the plastic around and taking the hardware off the doors and putting it back on, and that, you know, and then I had to sand it down a little bit because there were some pretty rough spots on the lattice, but other than that, that took, you know, a couple days of really nice weather to actually get that. So we got that done finally. And then the dishwasher started making noises, and I thought, oh, God, here we go again. But it stopped making its noise, so it's good for another, you know, couple, three cycles anyway, before we have to break down and buy a new one. But other than that, I haven't been doing a whole lot. How about you and your boy? What have you guys been up to?
Boy, you've been at it. A lot going on. Let me go ahead and address the appliance issue. So we've got a microwave that we keep in the cupboard. You have to open the cupboard door and get to the microwave. I'm not sure how old the thing is, but I noticed the other day that I put the time in to warm something up and hit the start button, and it would not function. But while the start button was engaged, if you open the door, it starts working. So, think about that for a minute. all that RF coming out of that microwave, I think the safety has has failed on it or something, but it comes on and runs when the door is open. So I think it's time for it to go. What do you think?
This is K4RJ. Yeah, that is not healthy. That's the exact opposite of what it's supposed to do. So, yeah, that's a good way to cook your eyeballs or whatever's closest to it when you're too close. But, yeah, I think it's time for that thing to occupy a revered place in the landfill or wherever it is those things go. But, yeah, the dishwasher starts making this grinding noise, and I thought, oh, my God. And the little spinny arm down there throws up the water. It's tied on with a little plastic nut, and I reached down to try and pull that off to see if I could see down in there. And that thing is spot welded in there. I swear I don't know who put that in or with what, but I could not get that thing out. And I thought, okay. So I got out the manual, and it says if you hear a grinding or a buzzing type noise, it's probably something hard that got down in the pump, and once it gets all ground up and whatnot, it ought to stop. So if it doesn't stop after one cycle, and I'd shut it off and let it drain and said, oh, heck with it, I'll wash the dishes. I'll finish washing them by hand, which we did. So I had a light load the other day and just put that in there yesterday, I guess it was. Let it run for the cycle, and then I came upstairs to watch TV. My wife was watching TV downstairs. So I asked her the next morning, I almost forgot, did that thing ever stop making noise? She says, yeah, it was rattling a little bit, but I think it's because there was not that many dishes in there and the water was hitting the sides really hard. And I said, okay. In that case, you know, there's a sale at Lowe's on dishwashers right now. And I thought, well, that's fortuitous, but looks like it's going to last a little while longer. So I told her, well, there'll be other sales, so as long as it's still working, we'll stay with it. But I was concerned that there was something, you know, stuck in there, that a motor wasn't running. And if a motor, electric motor, doesn't want to go because it's, you know, something's got stuck in there, they tend to overheat. And then you have, you know, sirens, news at 11, smoke, all that kind of stuff. And I didn't want to do that.
We don't have anything else that I'm aware of that's failing, knock on wood. But a couple years ago, we had to replace the dryer or washing machine. Yeah, it was a washing machine. And, you know, you go and start looking at the things. Well, you end up, we need a washing machine. But by the time you leave the store, you got a washing machine and a dryer. So we've got a match set in there in the laundry room, but like I said, they haven't given any trouble. We kind of like the way, you know, the way they work. But at any rate, what's going on in the skies? You got anything? I did relay your message to Anna. She was down in Columbia, and I called her to relay your message about Venus and Jupiter. And she happened to be at a red light and could see. She noticed something was different. She Googled it. It was about 30 minutes before, you know, you relayed what was going on. So she already knew. But I did relay, you know, your message to her.
This is KN4RJ, and yeah, by now the higher of the two of them is in fact Venus, and Jupiter is below it because Venus moved up. Venus is moving a little bit closer to the sun, and Jupiter is moving a little bit moving the other direction. So they kind of switched positions there while that was happening. But this evening, well, let's see. Mars is up. Betelgeuse is up. Mars is sitting about a little less than halfway between the two points of the horns of the bull, Taurus, and let's see here, Sirius is up, following Orion. I think Venus and Jupiter both have already set. I'm going the wrong way. Here we go. There we go. Yeah, they're already down. And we have a full moon tonight. The full moon, also known as the worm moon, for whatever reason, the Crow Moon, the Sap Moon, or the Linton Moon. The indigenous tribes up in the Great Lakes region call this thing the Sugar Moon or the Hard Crust on the Snow Moon. For them, it signifies a balance of their lives and to celebrate the New Year. The Cree of North America call it the Eagle Moon, the month where the eagle returns. And the Cherokee call it the Windy Moon, when the planting cycle begins anew. So full moons are always fun to look at. They come up when the sun goes down and go down when the sun comes up. As far as any solar activity, let me pop a screen here. Let's see, nothing in geomagnetic activity, very little in solar radiation activity. There is a 45% chance over the next 3 days of a mild or moderate radio blackout, and about a 10% chance of anything stronger than that due to a couple of active regions, sunspots on our favorite star. Other than that, meteor showers for Anne's, if she's listening, in what happened to March? There it is, March. We've got the Gamma Normids, which is not a great meteor shower. It's the zenith hourly rate is only about 6. Unfortunately, you've got to have a fairly good dark location and a good view of the southern horizon. And the best time to see that will be, let's see, right about midnight. before the moon comes up. Once the moon comes up, I doubt you'll be able to see much anything. However, there's more promising in April. April's got the Lyrids in the constellation Lyra, and I'll talk a little bit about that a little bit when we get closer to it. From about the 14th to the 30th, and it'll peak on the 22nd of April. And it's, and I'm out. Let me go back to here. And I timed out. Where did I get lost? I think it was in the Lyrids. Is that correct?
Close. Pretty close.
This is KN4RJN. Let me get back to that screen. The Lyrids. Let's see. Like I said, you get there. There's the ZHR. Zenith hourly rate is about 18, which is a little bit better. And mid evening hours of the 22nd will be the maximum. And just as darkness falls, Lyra will still be below the horizon and will rise in the northeast just a little bit before midnight. Wherever you're at, step outside from about 10 p.m. onwards. The maximum has most recently passed and the constellation is rising. So don't worry about the moon. It'll be waxing crescent and it will be either below the western, northwestern horizon or very close to it. So, again, on the 22nd of April, go out around 10 p.m., look to the northwest, and she might be able to catch one. Other than that, not a whole lot else going on. Like I said, we do have the full moon, so go out and look at that. Don't need a scope for that or binoculars. That is big and bright, and you can almost, I went out a little bit earlier, and you can just almost read a newspaper by it.
I was looking at it last night. It was not sure what the word is, but just, hey, I'm here. Look at me, And I just kind of sat there and wondered for a few minutes, but, it is quite visible, and I couldn't tell if, it's almost like I could see something on the surface, not like something strange or anything, but just dark splotches, I guess, from the terrain of what's actually on the surface. But I caught myself wondering, what's out there? Every time I look up and see, think about the heavens and look at some of the James Webb. Pictures, and man, I tell you, it's just absolutely gorgeous, and even more interesting to just think about how all this got here, and you can see it, and how, Just, I don't know, just something quite awesome to look at and think about, you know. But anyway, John, appreciate the report. I'm gonna, if you don't mind, I'm gonna move on down the log. I got a couple I need to get in. But it's nice hearing from you, sir. And tell the missus we said hello. How's the dog doing? He's still kicking.
Check in.
I got you, Andy.
This is KN4RJ, and yeah, dog's still kicking, still doing his thing. He's just happy as you can get and be a dog. You know, he spends a whole lot of time on the couch with his head in my lap, or laying at the feet of the other couch. He kind of goes back and forth between those, but he's doing well. How about your animals?
He's moaning and groaning. His hips bothering him a little bit, and he's, you know, he just went down to the shop. I spent all night in the shop last night. Couldn't sleep, so I just stayed down there and piddled through the night. And he just moaned and groaned. He'd get up and groan a little bit here and groan there and go over and lay down somewhere else. So he's got a favorite spot over there near the welding machine. He goes over and curls up and, you know, gets comfortable and quietens up a little bit. But they're doing well, and I hope you and yours are too, John. But I'm going to move on down to log, sir, 73, and nice talking to you. Appreciate the Celestial report, and you be safe. We'll talk at you later. All right, any additional station, Alpha 3 Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
Well, I never heard you acknowledge me, but put me on the list, KI4LZI stationary Mobile Pickens, -.
Mr. Chad, Miss Anna, and the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. And our son, Anthony, KI4DGY, up in Charlotte via telephone relay. Joy and I are in Easley. We will be in and out tonight to finish up our conversation with Anthony, and we'll go from there. Thanks for calling in, Chad. Tell Miss Anna we said hello.
For NUE. Please check in November 4th, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, -.
Go ahead and recognize what we got. And Gary, if you're listening, hang on 1 second. I didn't get whether you had comments tonight, sir. We'd like to welcome KI4LZI, Mr. Andy, and Table Rock, and KI4DOS, that's Mr. Gary in Easley. Gary, can you recheck with me real quick? Did you have comments, sir? I'm sorry, I missed it.
In and out tonight, Chad. We're talking to Anthony on the phone.
All right, roger that, sir. Y'all have a nice evening. We'd like to welcome K3JOY, that's Miss Joy, in Easley as well. And KI4DGY, that's Mr. Anthony in Charlotte. And N4DJC, Mr. Jerry in Anderson. Jerry, nice talking to you. Haven't talked to you in a while, sir. Radio sounds good, and hope you're doing well. All right, any additional stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to next on the stump, which is KA3JCA, Mr. Richard down in Simpsonville. Richard, how are you tonight, sir?
Chad, good evening, Anna. Thank you guys for calling the net tonight. I'm sorry you had to leave so early. I didn't mean to monopolize the Pickens group there, but I thought that was some interesting information. It'd be nice if they could, if we could get the simplex group that they do or the simplex test that they do combined with our simplex and see if we can get all these stations and put together a real heavy matrix. That'd be awesome to do. And while I'm thinking of it, Chad, I have a telephone relay for a check-in for you. My friend Brian, KM4JWP, Kilo Mike 4, Juliet Whiskey Papa from Rutherford, North Carolina, is checking in telephone relay. Back over to you, sir.
Welcome, KM4JWP via telephone relay. I'm sorry, Richard. That was Brian in Rutherfordton. I'm sorry, I can't read my own scratch tonight. But yeah, I do think I think that was a pretty interesting Zoom call tonight. I'm still thinking about all this DMR. I think I'm leaning toward it a little more. If you'd asked me two weeks ago, I thought, well, no, maybe not. But I don't know. Just listening in, I can see some advantages there, and I might just consider, you know, trying to jump into it. I know you set the radio up for me and things like that, but I think I'm on board to start trying to figure out exactly what's happening.
Something that you can also think of, like I know you can hit the try-on repeater from where you live and so forth, but if you got into DMR, Chad, and you just put a little mag mount antenna up 20 feet in the air, and you hooked a hotspot on it, and you tied it into the internet, you'd be able to talk to different states and countries, just like you and I are talking crystal clear, just by having an outside antenna hooked up to that hotspot. As long as you stayed within a 4-block radius of your house, you would have no problems hitting it. And, of course, if you put a different antenna on your handheld, it'd give you a little bit more coverage. But, I mean, it depends on what you want to do. But also wanted to let you know, Miss Sally is doing better today. We took off the bandage off her hand so she could kind of take a shower and wash her hand for the first time after the surgery that she's allowed to get it wet. And the swelling has gone down tremendously, so still hurts a little bit, but we hope that by next week that she has full use of her hand again. And then I've been really busy myself. Help with my home health care coming out to the house, and since that fall that I had, they've got me going through occupational therapy 2 times a week, plus physical therapy, plus all these doctor's appointments I've had. So I've been very busy and not feeling too good. And to top it off, yesterday and today, they, for some reason, my blood pressure wants to not go above 100. And this morning it was like 80-something over 43. I'm not dizzy, not lightheaded, was able to breathe and all that, but they were concerned, so they've now made more adjustments to my medication. So other than that, I'm still breathing and I'm still alive. As you can tell, I was able to talk on for the Pickens thing tonight and on the radio.
This is KO4NUE with KA3JCA. So, I don't know, probably 15 years ago, Richard, maybe a little more, I had carpal tunnel release done on both hands at once. I used my hands a lot at work, working on, you know, some of the stuff for the military. And I suffered with carpal tunnel for a couple of years. And finally, it just got to the point to where I couldn't sleep at night. So I had to... They decided to do the release on both wrists at once. And 8 weeks with both hands, you know, tied up was not fun, you know. But I definitely know what's up where you can't use them. I know Miss Sally's only got one, but that's still, you know, hands pretty sensitive area. That's gotta be kind of painful. Well, you are watching out over her, right?
See, with KO4 and UE. Yes, Chad, I am taking care of the missus and so forth like that. I was glad that it was not carpal tunnel. It's on her index finger and her middle finger, just where the finger touches the hand itself. They have two, like, 3/4-inch slits where they went in and released the tendon there. It's something to do with what they call trigger lock, where your finger just kind of, when it bends, it locks and you can't straighten it up and so forth. So at first they thought it might have been carpal tunnel, but it's was like a trigger lock. And when they did the first cut, they realized the second hand was just as, or second finger was just as bad. So he did both at one time, and so forth like that. And I know what the carpal tunnel was like because I had both of my hands done the same time back like in 2005. And you try having both hands and having one leg trying to move around. I know what it was like not being able to use the hands there to eat or take a shower or anything like that. So it was strange, but I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
Yeah, well, you can't sleep. You know, it's the arms, you know, hands go numb at night, and you lose enough sleep, it kind of forces you to rethink things a little bit. But I remember going in for the surgery, and the nurse came in there and said, okay, now we're going to put you under. I need you to count to 10 backwards. I went 10, and that was it. I don't remember anything else other than kind of waking up. And, you know, both hands, you know, bandaged up with the splint where you couldn't move them. But I eventually Anna went and got me one of those little bamboo back scratchers that's shaped like a hand. And I taped it to my right hand so I could, you know, move things around a little bit. Couldn't really pick anything up, but I could scratch or, you know, something like that. But the days. But it did help, you know, when I had to release. But the 8 weeks in a cast was both arms, both hands, just not a fun deal. I definitely understand what you're talking about.
Did you or Anna know sign language?
Anna does. Anna's pretty good at it. Wow, what you got?
Yeah, I've been learning sign language because Sally's sister is hearing impaired. So I've over the years that we've been married, I've learning more and more to communicate with her. And also, she had a young kid for the school district that was hearing impaired and had to use sign language that we talked to quite often and so forth. But imagine me going in for surgery for my shoulder. And this was back in 2017 here in Spartanburg. And, of course, the doctors, everybody knows I speak English and I could talk. And, of course, with me being on my breathing and on a CPAP and on oxygen all the time, if you put me on my back too long, I can't breathe. And, you know, it's like you're gasping for air and so forth. Well, when they brought me out of surgery and were bringing me to, I was trying to communicate with them. And I couldn't communicate with them. They couldn't understand a word I was saying. And I started signing to get my wife. And somebody figured it out. And they ran out. And they were looking for Sally, who'd taken a break to step away from something. Because they needed her in the recovery room ASAP. But she didn't know what for. So you can imagine the panic that set in when they told her that they needed her, like right now. But I basically had to sign and tell her what I was feeling so that she could let the doctors know.
You know, I don't know any sign language, but I suspect that was quite the event for her until she could figure out kind of what's going on, you know. But Anna's special ed, does a lot of special ed with education. And she's not fluent. But she's, you know, she can, her and her sister know sign language. Sometimes they sign back and forth. I know they're talking about me, but it don't bother me. I'm just kidding. But her and her sister do both know how to speak with their hands.
I'll leave that, and that way next time her and Anna get together, they can practice their, kind of like a Morse code in a way for them. So, but it's fun to sit back and listen and so forth like that. So, well, Chad, I know you've got other people on the stump that are waiting to get into the rag chew, and I won't keep you much longer. I do appreciate you calling the net tonight and so forth like that. And I'm sorry I've missed the last couple of simplex things have just not been good for me, but we'll get back in there, sir. And you have a wonderful evening, you and Miss Anna, and maybe you'll join us for coffee in the morning there when we get on the radio. KA3JCA, back to net control.